This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, I love, 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 big old L-O-V-E, capital letters, love, our fine listeners here on the What's On Your Mind. Thank you, folks. Spent the break just drowning in your commentary via text and a couple of calls, which we love. Keep it coming. That's great. Here's one text. We did this little survey last hour, where we said, I evidently had said, in referring to President Trump at one point, Trump. I didn't say President Trump. I just said Trump. And somebody didn't like that, and I wanted to know what you'd like me to refer to him as. Texter says, everyone should be able to figure out by now Scott likes our president and that calling him Trump doesn't show any lack of respect. Just more the politically correct crap. Yes, we're plain spoken around here in our audience. Come on! Don't we have more important things to worry about right now rather than nitpicking about stupid stuff like that? The person complaining should put more effort into the really important things. Thank you, guys. Well, thank you. Appreciate the call. And I did receive a call from a listener, transplant from Utah, that's in Minot over the weekend. Very concerned about that story a caller called about last hour related to the arrest in Minneapolis to the car full of explosives. And someone coming across that saying, how many more of those are out there that we don't know about? Very interesting. Good point. I want to dig into that Minneapolis one a little bit more. I want to dig. What was that? Todd, you cueing the band? Hold them off there for a little bit, would you? Are they itching to go, or what's the story? Todd, he's busy conducting the band. You got a lot of people in the studio.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you didn't play the band. Was that you, Rev? Manny, are you got a band there?
I don't know. I've done nothing.
Did you guys hear what I heard, or am I hearing things?
I'd heard something. I'm not sure where it
came from. Thank you. Don't need to call the doctor. This hour, Chris
Berg. You might need to call the doctor anyway.
You think so? 6:30 point of view is Chris Berg will be here. More on the attack in Manchester and your take on it on the program today. Also, the final tally on what we how we should refer to President Trump, because those are still pouring in. And what else? Oh, I have some listeners that want to talk about the Minot incident at the high school. I promised we'd do that. I also said I would share the story from junior high. And I hope Todd will still talk to me after that. So all that coming up on the program. Right now, though, some serious stuff, in addition to serious stuff that's happening in Manchester. Health care in our great region is really the amount of facilities, the amount of companies behind it, it's pretty darn good. It really is. If you sat there and said, let's lay everybody out there that's providing health care services, pretty extraordinary what's going on in the healthcare world right now. And the crisis for that industry is who will provide for the services in those facilities. And the University of Mary stepping up to the plate again. There was an announcement about this recently. We wanted a few more details, so we invited the Assistant Vice President for Enrollment Services, Michael McMahon, to join us at the University of Mary, along with Dr. Janine Sibla, who is the Director of Occupational Therapy, their program at the University of Mary. And we welcome you. Mr. McMahon, nice to have you back. How are you, sir?
Very well, Scott. Thanks so much for having us on again. We appreciate it, as always.
You, Ben, and Dr. Sibla, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having us.
Fantastic. So, first of all, tell me, Dr. Sibla, a little bit about this new doctorate and why it's important.
Yeah, we are starting a doctorate in occupational therapy in the summer and fall of 2018, if all goes as planned with our accreditation process, which we anticipate it will. And it is very important to provide very cutting-edge healthcare services in the area of occupational therapy for the citizens of North Dakota and the surrounding areas. We hope to have our graduates be change agents in healthcare and finding new ways to provide care in cost-effective and helpful ways.
And, Mike, you also are plowing some new ground in where this is being offered, right?
Sorry, Scott. I had someone try to barge into my office momentarily, so I had to,
you had to clear your office. No, I said that you're also plowing some new ground in where you're offering this, right?
That's the truth. Yeah, the University of Mary, of course, has had a presence in Fargo, the Fargo-Moorhead area, for a long time, offering adult online and evening education at our site, on our campus located in Fargo. And so that was one of the most thrilling parts about the announcement is Dr. Sibla, who's already brought this program to Billings, Montana, the only occupational therapy program in that state, now is also expanding to Fargo, and so we'll be offering our occupational therapy doctorate program, the new doctorate in Fargo, very soon.
What is the difference maker for your OTs, Dr. Sibla, that get the doctorate? What kind of opportunities does it provide once they have the additional layer of training?
It really opens up a lot of different areas for them. One of them is in management and moving into higher management, managing clinics, opening up private practices, serving as chairs of research projects. Really, it opens up many, many doors for them in terms of leadership, especially.
And what kind of demand are OTs in right now?
We have a very big demand for therapists in the nation. There's about a 20 to 25% shortage of OTs nationwide. So there's lots of jobs out there.
All right. And to do what you're doing, you mentioned earlier accreditation, what kind of kind of a process is there to go about being able to offer this?
Sure. We've been approved by the Higher Learning Commission to offer the doctorate. And so then our next step is getting approved by the Accreditation Council of Occupational Therapy Education. And we have the first level, which is the applicant status. And we are submitting our candidacy report, and we will hear back in beginning of December our status regarding that. And then we're ready to go. And then we do have another, actually, they come to our campus and visit us, and that doesn't happen for about 2 to 3 years.
And, Mike, tell us a little bit about what students are saying about this specifically and also just the University of Mary in general and what's happening there right now. We interact with a lot of students that are considering attending the University of Mary, enrolling in these classes. What kind of vibe is there out there right now?
Absolutely, yeah. So, Scott, the one thing that we've seen is the increasing demand for occupational therapy play into then our prospective students. I remember when I was looking at colleges, which was a long time ago, granted, but when I was looking at colleges, I didn't have any friends who were interested in occupational therapy. They all would say that they wanted to be physical therapists. But then once they got into the profession, that's when many, or into their studies, that's when many of them would start to recognize that actually their passion and their unique giftedness, it lent itself more easily to occupational therapy. Dr. Sibla has a great line that I'll steal from her here while she's on the phone with me, that for those who don't quite understand the difference, physical therapists, it's sometimes said, teach people how to walk, while occupational therapists teach them how to dance. And so there's a softer side, a more personal side in some cases, to the world of occupational therapy. And there's such a need, as Janine already, as Dr. Sibla already mentioned, that the profession through 2024, it's going to grow by 27%. That's much faster than average. And, of course, this is a field where there's a great opportunity to make a good living as well. And so this is a program where we've seen lots of students demonstrate interest, and moving to the doctorate, I think, is just indicative of what the University of Mary does for this region. If we see a profession moving to that next level of credential, the University of Mary has a history of meeting that demand. That's how we were founded, with nursing and with teaching, and that's what's continued all the way up until this time, and Dr. Sibla is at the forefront of that in her field as well.
Yeah, that's exciting to watch happen. And I tell you, what's happening on that campus with the new construction and new energy and new, expansion into other areas, even beyond, obviously, Dr. Sibla, what we're talking about today with this new doctorate in occupational therapy, but just your students that you already have there in different programs, it has to be very well received what's going on. You just feel an energy on campus right now with everything that's happening, don't you?
We certainly do. We have the students are really excited about the changes and just jumping right in, and there's certainly a very positive energy.
Yeah, it is wonderful. You want to find out more about all this, you can go to umary.edu/msn and check out the different things that are available there. We've been talking recently, too, about new Masters of Science in Nursing degree for a great price. They got classes beginning every 5 weeks. We're always talking about something new in this doctorate of occupational therapy and the places it's offering that you heard from Michael New as well. So a lot going on out there, but check out umary.edu and find out more about it. Anything else you want to share, Michael?
Well, I've got a little bit of a teaser for you, Scott, if you're willing to allow me to talk it through, because the University of Mary hasn't publicly launched what I'm about to tell you about, but we've been investigating the possibility of helping to meet yet another demand in the world of healthcare, an accelerated degree for nurses. So we have a number of students who come to us who have a bachelor's degree already and are interested in entering the field of nursing, but they don't have that degree. They might have an English degree like me or business or something else, but now I feel a call to move into nursing where they feel that there's such a shortage and such a need. And so the University of Mary is looking at a 12-month program to prepare nurses to meet this demand. And I think that you'll likely see some more information on that very, very soon. So for your listeners, Scott, we'll offer a little bit of a teaser and tell them to watch the news.
I heard it here first, and I'm not surprised, and there'll be more. Dr. Sibla, Michael McMahon, thank you both very much. We appreciate it.
We want to know what's on.
Thank you for having us.
So call and tell us.
You bet. Take care. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Tell me at 800-228-0550. Christian Fargo is waiting to go. You're up next here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
With What's on Your Mind, Tuesday edition. Calls welcome at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Tell me what's on your mind. We're brought to you in part today by our friends High Plains Apache. Yes, 'tis the season. Lots going on. Planning full on. Not far behind. A little bit of spring. And, of course, when you're out there in the conditions that North Dakota spring can bring. You want the best, don't you? That's what a Apache sprayer is. High Plains Apache sells the best. Check them out at highplainsapache.com, or you can also browse online, highplainsapache.com, and see the new and used. Just stop in and see them. They'd love it if you'd come see them. Really would. Ask about that drift management system. It's that new gizmo that allows you to select your droplet size and keep it through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. They also have the parts, 50,000 of them, at both locations, that ET Ag on-site store for not only Apache sprayers but any. I mean, whatever you need, hoses and pumps and tips and fittings and valves, and they've literally got everything, banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts. ET Ag Center, right there at the Apache, High Plains Apache locations in Fargo and in Mandan, 1701 East Side Corner, across from Bonanza and Mandan, exit 60, I-29, south of Fargo in Frontier. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Christian in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
I've been waiting since Reagan.
Waiting since Reagan for what?
For freedom.
Been waiting for freedom.
Yep. And Donald Trump is the man.
What do you like about what he's doing? You see him as Reagan-esque? Is that what you're saying?
I do.
Yeah, there were a lot of signs of that over the weekend. I mean, what would Reagan do? Go to the wall, tear down that wall, right? So looked them, stared them right in the eye, went to their turf and said that. I felt the same thing about this past weekend. There was some criticism about, you know, was he softening his tone from the election? But I didn't hear much softening this morning in response to that attack in Manchester. And just the idea, you get all those Arab leaders together in a room and say, look, are you doing this? Are you doing this or not? Are you going to actually fight this or not? Are you with us? Is this just talk? I don't know. Pretty powerful. I agree with you.
Yeah, if that kind of explosion happened in Fargo, we'd be up in arms. We wouldn't know what to do with ourselves. All these kids killed. That's insane.
It is. And do you think I mean just your own circle, your friends, family, coworkers, whatever, are they concerned about this?
I don't care about them.
They don't care about what?
I don't care about them. I don't care about how the other people feel.
But when you say them, are you talking about, you know, who's them?
This country needs to be run under a conservative.
Say that again, Christian. I lost you for a sec.
Okay. This country needs to be run under a conservative. That's the only way it's going to work. I know there's a lot of people that agree with me.
Well, we'll find out. This president, I think, could single-handedly.
And by the way, it's my birthday.
Is it really?
May 23rd.
Well, Todd is now going to sing happy birthday to you. A Christian has a little treat for you.
1963.
Ooh.
1963.
How about that? Good for you. Good year, right?
Well,
how do you want to do? You willing to say, oh, he's going to play you happy birthday? That's what he's doing.
I'm not cocky enough to think I can do it better than John, Paul, George, and Ringo in the first place. So.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we're playing happy birthday for you there.
By the way, you're listening to my band.
That's your band? You love
That's
the Beatles?
My band.
Well, how about that, Kristen? It is your lucky day. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much. And keep fighting. Get your friends, neighbors, and others engaged in this topic. Call that came in during the break. 800-228-0550 for you to tell us what's on your mind today.
Well, the religion of peace was struck again, this time in Manchester, England. You know, during the commercial break there, is kind of ironic. There was a commercial on saying how we're supposed to be tolerant of other people, other religions, other cultures, whatever, welcome them to the United States, and, you know, just be all hunky-dory with everything they want to do. But that's kind of ironic and quite a lot going on. But my comment is...
All right, before you get to your comment, I'm going to pause his comment there. And we had an earlier text about the commercial he's talking about. Texter says, this commercial I heard on K-Fire saying we aren't patriotic if we don't accept people from other countries ticks a few of us off. It's sponsored by United Tribes. It's a stupid, irritating spot. Before we judge it, we should maybe hear it. Todd, can you play that?
Patriotism. It means love and respect for one's country. To love America is to love and respect everyone in America. Almost half the country belongs to minority groups, people of color, of different cultures and religions, values and beliefs, people who have served and continue to serve this country in many diverse ways. So when we judge or disrespect people based on labels, we're not really being patriotic, are we? A message from United Tribes Technical College and the Bush Foundation.
All right, the Bush Foundation is an uber-liberal organization, has tons of money, and runs around putting out propaganda like this. I would imagine they donated some money to the United Tribes and say, here you go, we'll do this if you'll put out
the
this mess.
Bush Foundation? Well, who's Bush who? Obviously,
yeah, I don't think it's that Bush. It's the Bush Foundation. It's been around a long time. I forget who's behind it, but it's not that Bush fan, trust me. So it's a different Bush, first of all. Second of all, that's a lecturing commercial. I would say, because, you know, who are you to say what is and what is not patriotic, right? What the Bush Foundation now decides what's patriotic and can lecture. So I would just take it as one person's opinion. And I'm glad they're spending money on KFYR. It doesn't mean you have to agree with it or disagree with it, but they're advertising on the best medium on the planet Earth. That's radio. So that's fine. We like that. If the Bush Foundation is going to spend money, which they spend a lot of, on anything, radio advertising would be the best thing they could spend it on. So thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Just got asked this morning, in fact, by them, hey, you know, have you gotten any response? Yep, sure have.
Which is what they're looking for, okay? Right. They want to prompt that conversation. That's fine.
Exactly.
I would say in theory, though, there's, you know, basic tenets of this that I agree with that you say, you know, who am I to judge or whatever? You know, let's be kind. In other words, just because somebody is Muslim doesn't make them a terrorist. And if that's their message, I would agree with that. On the other hand, the idea that you say, you know, most of the terrorist attacks are undertaken by people of the Muslim faith who are Islamic radical terrorists, that's fact. And the idea that you can't say that because you might offend X percent of the other people, I would say poppycock. You know, I don't buy that for 1 minute. So I can see why both this caller and also the texter and others are a bit concerned about it. And you know, I don't know how United Tribes goes about their decision of what they're going to take money for and how they're going to use it or whatever, but that's for another show. We'll finish that comment and welcome others after this on What's On Your Mind. We're getting to Minot and the balloon fight. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to another edition of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Today's guest, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer. Our question, were the Dakota Access Pipeline protests well-planned and orchestrated, or just a grassroots organic event?
Well, it was definitely planned from the very beginning. I don't think at the very beginning that it was meant to maybe turn into what it turned into. This is just me as I went through this here. As the people started coming and, you know, the word got out and what they wanted to do, it was definitely organized as far as some of the social media stuff. The biggest thing is that it really turned from the pipeline to attacking law enforcement, you know, and the people that were trying to keep this legal. And then the next step was to attack, you know, us and then try to do everything they possibly could do. And that is what really, I guess, for a lack of better terms, you know, sells papers.
Keep listening for more episodes of the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. And thanks for listening.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
But for the invention of our friend Mike Lindell, the My Pillow guy, who spent some time in North Dakota and Minnesota and South Dakota and Iowa at different fairs and found out people want a better pillow. And now sells more of them than anybody on the planet Earth. I don't know what that noise means. It's pretty.
I probably
would the correct answer. I don't know either.
I'd be home still with my head on a different pillow, trying to get a few winks in and get into that REM sleep. But I don't have to worry about that with my pillow because it's that good. Mike Lindell has invented a great pillow, and we give you the best deal you can get, not only on my pillow, but if I was to go to the website right now, I could go right there. I would find all kinds of things. You know they have mattresses now? They have mattress toppers. They have...
I'd be willing to try one.
Right. Well, they have pet beds. Todd and I know about that because we each have one for our beloved
pets. I'm going to need to buy four more because we have three cats, two dogs, and they all want it, but they don't want the other. Even though it's big enough for a few to share, they don't want to share. But they love
really
it.
Good. They're really, really good. Yeah. And the MyPillow mattress is good. If you use the promo code Scott on anything that they sell, you get the discount. Or call this number, a special number for our listeners, 800-506-9028. Do you, like I do, have a graduate in the house? They're leaving? Send them out the door with the luxury sheets, the pillows, a mattress topper, and it'd be just like home. Weddings this summer, perfect gift. Practical gift, great gift. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use the promo code Scott. 40% off, sometimes 50% off when you use that promo code. Really good deals at MyPillow. Okay, back on the trail here, and I have the rest of this caller who called earlier about the commercial. He was concerned about the commercial that United Tribes is airing with the Bush Foundation defining patriotism. And he was saying, quite ironic, in lieu of what just happened. Here's the rest of his comment.
It seems like every time there's a terrorist attack, it's a Muslim attack. I haven't heard of any Buddhist attacks or any Lutheran attacks or anything like that. We're not supposed to stereotype the religion of peace, but it's kind of hard not to. And the thing is, you don't hear any mainstream Muslims coming out and saying, hey, these people are doing terrible things, they're hijacking our religion and stuff. You don't hear anything about that. All you hear is the terrorist attack was maybe caused by a Muslim, or maybe the Muslim because it was a Muslim. Maybe it was a terrorist attack. They're not sure if it was a terrorist attack or not, but it could have been. Come on, wake up, people. It was a terrorist attack. It was Muslim. It's sponsored by Muslims, and it has to be stopped.
Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. You agree with that? You disagree with that? Let us know. 800-228-0550. Before I forget, I want to get to this Minot story, because we talked about it at the top of the hour. We said, obviously, the big story today is two things. One, what happened at that concert. 22 children. I don't know if they're all children, but 22 is the last number we have murdered. 50-some injured. Hands of a suicide bomber. And that number growing, some people missing. Another attack. Are we lulled to sleep here? That was the question. But I said I also wanted to touch on something, and I put this on Facebook yesterday. Here's what happened in Minot, what we know. A water balloon fight led to three individuals being charged. Minot Daily News broke this story. 18-year-old boy, two 17-year-old boys, charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct after a water balloon fight. This happened last week in the lunchroom on the Magic City campus. Police say the teens caused disruption in the school environment because of the yelling and screaming connected to the water balloons being thrown. The assistant superintendent there said the water on the floor caused a hazard. The charge carries a maximum sentence of 30 days in jail. There is an online petition now that has been set up on behalf of the boys asking that the charges be dropped. So, question, is it a little too far to suggest that this is criminal? I think it is. I think it really is. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, seniors, make sure you put on a good prank. Do it everywhere, right? That wouldn't be a responsible adult of me. This stuff happens, though. And I wasn't there, so I understand it might have been a little concerning to the other students there. But, you know, if it's three students they know and they're throwing water balloons back and forth, some water gets on the ground, you know. It's not criminal, is it? Right? I mean, punish them, do whatever you do, suspend them. Maybe they don't get their diploma with everybody else. I don't know. Whatever. You got to decide. I empathize with students and administrators who have to deal with this stuff day in and day out. But, you know, criminal charges, does that seem a little far to anybody else? Most of you who commented on Facebook were not disagreeing with that at all. In fact, Bob said, I can't believe it's news. I think you mentioned on your show this morning it must be a slow news day. I also can't believe these kids were charged with a criminal offense for putting water on the floor and causing kids to scream. This is totally ridiculous. Kathy says, the water caused a hazard? Seriously? If that's the greatest hazard in the schools, that'd be great. Does the school have mops? This is beyond pathetic. It's stupidity personified. Don't misunderstand me. The boys did wrong, but for the police to be involved, that's wrong. Virginia says, let the punishment fit the crime. Give them some mops. Have them wipe up the water. Common sense, obviously dead at this school. Rick says, no need to get the police involved. Minot Public Schools definitely overreacted in this case. Hopefully the city attorney will decline to prosecute. Let the school principal handle this. He says, come on, Minot, get your act together. So several folks weighing in. Now, I wasn't a senior, Todd, but I was probably in the, let me think quick, eighth grade, seventh or eighth grade, okay? And Todd wanted this story. He's making me tell this story. This is my punishment. This is my penance right here on the radio, telling this story. I am in eighth or ninth.
And long overdue, too, for like 40 years overdue.
Seventh or eighth grade, I have, a tray that I'm putting away, and right next to where the trays are dumped out, you walk out and you can go to the bathroom there or whatever. And I grabbed the milk. I don't know why I grabbed the milk, because I didn't drink the milk. I usually threw it away. But I hate milk, actually. But sorry, dairy farmers. Go into the bathroom with three or four buddies, and for whatever reason, I don't even know why, I take a carton of milk and I whip it against the wall. Okay? And we giggle and we walk out and we leave. Now, today at 52, I feel bad for the person who had to clean it up. At the time, I'm not thinking of this thing. Okay? I'm just thinking I'm just being stupid, trying to impress my buddies. Well, the principal goes into bat guano crazy mode, okay? He loses it. Because there's an announcement like an hour later with the person who threw the water or the milk against the thing, please report to the principal's office. If you don't, there'll be consequences. All right, so a couple of buddies and I look at each other like, what in the world? Just ignore that. Long story short, this goes into the following day. There's this manhunt for, the milk baron, the milk terrorist at Montevideo Middle School. And the second day, so then they convene, because this happened in the boys' bathroom, all of the boys to an assembly. All of us have to go to the assembly. And at the assembly, then, it's noted that the whoever did this better come forward, or all of the extracurricular activities, all of our fun football, flag football, whatever, done, over. Unless the milk culprit comes up from all of these kids onto the stage.
Milk culprit.
To That's the principal thing. Doing the walk of milk shame. Do you think I walked up to the principal in front of my classmates, Todd? Yes or no?
No.
You're right. I was not about to do that. But it wraps up, and I go to the principal's office like, yeah, okay, fine, it was me. Oh, who else knew you did it? Let's get them in here, too, because there's other people that were with you. They saw and they didn't report because nobody ratted me out. Everybody kept this quiet. The police were not called. Why not? Note, the police were not called. Montevideo Way was instead to suspend me for one full day. Might have been two. And I had to call my parents and let them in on the whole thing. So there you go. Never again. Well, I think they were thinking it was a bit of an overreaction, but they didn't exactly do anything too terrible. So there you have my milk story, Todd. I was not sent to the police. I was, however, suspended. Might be the better way to handle things in Minot. I feel shame now. Carl and Ellendale. Save me from the story. What's on your mind?
Time you felt that shame.
Yeah,
I want to concur with the last caller. I get a lot of my information from William Federer from Faith and History, and he's really good on history. But also, my practical experience comes from being special housing unit and death row chaplain at Leavenworth, Kansas.
Wow,
and people really need to understand Islam and the problem that's going on between the Shiites and the Sunnis. And the last caller had it absolutely correct. And we treat every other religion like from our own mindset. We think that because we're relaxed and tolerant and we accept the Baptist, Methodist, Lutherans, Catholic, whatever, that they are going to be tolerant as well. That's not the way the ball bounces, because there's only one way that they can get to spend eternity with Allah, and that's by being the top one, the last one standing. And it don't matter whether you're Shiite or Sunni. And we need to understand that. Now, I realize that not ever Muslim is radicalized. But the bottom line is we are 180 degrees different from them, because we stand by grace. And there's no such thing.
Yeah, we're different. There's no doubt about that, in a great way. And I think you call a spade without offending buddy that means nobody harm. Good stuff, Carl. Thanks for the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial, friends.
What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations are in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now, 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Secure energy, very important. We've been talking about things that matter today, okay? We get so wrapped up in really meaningless, pointless stuff, okay? Some of it's, sort of a natural diversion and a way to entertain ourselves. Others is really lulling us to sleep. We use the analogy related to these terror attacks of sheep being, led to slaughter. That thought ought to wake you up. Well, when I talk about secure energy, think about a North Dakota winter, a hot North Dakota summer without energy, just a shutdown. Many in the environmental extremist movement would rather eliminate sources of fuel, eliminate them to try and prop up other sources, and look the other way to the danger that would do to the grid, for instance, the reliability, the affordability. Remember, you have a certain now former president who talked about necessarily skyrocketing electricity rates so we could bankrupt coal companies. What he said was his... This wasn't like somebody saying that's what he's doing, his policies are doing it. No, that was his stated goal. Pay attention. Know where it comes from. Support it. SecureEnergyFuture.org. It matters. Final tally in our little quick survey. Somebody expressed some concern that I was referring to Trump as Trump rather than President Trump. It ended up a dead heat tie between, hey, you should say President Trump, and it doesn't matter to me, you know. So I'm going to take the advice of this texter. Hey, your survey sounds like a snowflake issue. Everyone knows who he is. Hashtag focus on something that matters. Okay. All right. We're done with that debate. Todd can't give me the buzzer. I'm doing what I'm doing, and I do respect him, and I will more often than not refer to him as President Trump. When I don't, it means no disrespect. Okay. Let's move on. Chris Berg from 630 Point of View here. A lot to cover with you tonight, sir. Well, actually, we're in the morning. You're in the evening today. But welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you perpetuating snowflakes, I'm hearing?
I might have been. I might have engaged in a snowflake survey. And I started this program spitting nails mad that another terrorist attack happens and I yawn. I'm being honest. Not that I'm not sad that there are kids being killed and, you know, a little bit perplexed of their latest target, but I'm not surprised. I'm not. Just, you know, it is what it is. It's going to keep happening until we don't have bread on the front page of a newspaper here. We have instead.
So that's the reason it happened?
Well, no, it's not the reason it happened, but it's the dumbing down of the consumer to the point where you buy a newspaper that puts bread on the front page rather than saying, let's engage in recognizing we are at war. And what are we doing about it? Give me real news, not fake bread news, real news. Is that too strong, Chris Berg?
Not at all. I mean, I think you, even your lead into what you just mentioned about the energy situation and sheep being led to a slaughter, that's one of the things you and I talked about earlier this morning that, I mean, what I would say what sometimes keeps me awake at night, Scott, is what you're alluding to from the fact that look, when I see President Trump, and I'll say President Trump, in Saudi Arabia saying what he said, I give him kudos to that. And if you watch before that, it was the king of Saudi Arabia that spoke before Trump, and he's saying all this stuff about, look, Islam is a religion of peace, but what nobody is really talking about is, look, this sect of Islam, which is ISIS, al-Shabaab, al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, all was conceived in Saudi Arabia. That's the home of this place where you've got this just crazy sect, this radicalized sect of Islam. And I don't know how many people really know or understand that. And that concerns me because all we hear from the propaganda machines are, oh, it's a religion of peace. It's just a religion of peace. Even when you've got a president of the United States, Barack Obama, walking out a couple years ago saying, ISIS isn't Islamic. It's in the name. Let's call this thing what it is. Cut the PC garbage. And let's have a frank conversation. Otherwise, we're going to continue to lose 8-year-olds at concerts. They're just going to have a good time.
Yeah, that's why every politically correct doofus out there that runs around lamenting, oh, what we call these people, and you can't say that, and you'll be careful about that, and oh, you know, let everybody in that wants to come in. They are part of why this happens. Put them in the camp of the enemy. That's where they belong. Because if you don't call it what it is, you're the enemy too.
And if you people need to understand, sorry, Scott, but I know we've got a limited amount of time. There were 8-year-olds that were killed last night by a sector or an ideology of a religion that guess what they're teaching these 8-year-olds? They're teaching these 8-year-olds how to kill your 8-year-old. And we're sitting around talking about bread.
Yeah. No, you can't make it up. There's no doubt about it. Two other quick things. We had a little bit of news you'll be hearing more about today. A trooper stopped a vehicle for speeding on I-94 in Morton County. Two occupants in there, and a search revealed 59 pounds of marijuana. and some cash. So kudos to the Highway Patrol. That happened on Sunday. Here's another story you're going to be hearing about today. And, Chris, I want your quick take on this. Congressman Kevin Cramer is commenting on President Trump's fiscal year 2018 budget request, saying, "I appreciate the president's commitment to cutting the deficit, balancing the budget, and commitment to national defense. However, that said, I believe some of the cuts requested, particularly the drastic cuts aimed at the federal crop insurance program, are misguided and fail to address the biggest drivers of debt in our country." What do you make of Cramer criticizing Trump on a budget item?
You know, he needs to do that with an election year coming up, and there's nobody really believes that Trump's budget is going to get passed as is. So here's the art of the deal, my friend. Here it comes.
You know what? That's good, though. That's okay. You know, number one, I think he's right to criticize it. Number two, I think Trump's right to prompt the debate. I mean, he'll put focus on Congress to fight this debate. Chris Berg, watch him tonight on 6:30. Point of View. Got to go. Bye.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.